Good morning. We are continuing with our discussion of Dina de Malchus Adina, and we've spent a number of days defining to what types of laws does Dina de Malchus Adina apply to, that we need to adhere to secular law. We have to define Dina, and then now we also have to define Malchusa, not what laws does it apply to, but to which governments does this concept of Dina de Malchus Adina apply to, that we need to adhere to their laws. So we are defining the two things. We've defined Dina, and in fact, we've seen a number of opinions in defining what laws does it apply to. Is it limited? The limited view, it only applies to laws that have to do with the real estate, living on the land itself. For example, paying tolls when you drive on a toll road, or a tax for people living there. Whereas in much broader, like the sheet of the Ramah, he said, "Bechol davar," it applies to everything. We limited that somewhat, but it's still a fairly broad view. And the sheet of the Ramah is even, at least in financial matters, even when the law of the land conflicts with the Torah, when it deals with financial issues, we are still going to adhere to the and defer to the secular law rather than the halacha. So that's defining the dina component of Dina de Malchus Adina. To what laws does it apply to? And now we are going to turn to define Malchusa. What types of governments does this apply to? Now, typically when we say a Malchus, it means a kingdom, a king, somebody who's ruling. It could be a dictator even, somebody who's really in control, that has the ability to enforce, that is the ability to exile people, to send them off of his land. Somebody who's in full control of the land, Dina de Malchus Adina, that's what we would typically think. So we're going to address the question, how about a democratically elected government? Does Dina de Malchus Adina indeed apply there as well? So apparently, we have a nafkamina between the opinion of the Ran and the opinion of the Rashbam. We saw these when we started our topic. What are the reasons that a Jew has to adhere to secular law? And the opinion of the Ran was as follows: because the king is in control of the real estate, of the land, and he has the ability to expel people. He can send them out of his land because he's in control. It's good to be the king. Accordingly, we said that based on that control, ability to exile people, evict people from the land, you also accordingly have to adhere to the dictates of the king when you are leaving there. So based on that view of the Ran, we would say that maybe when it comes to democratically elected government, the president or the prime minister doesn't have the ability to evict people, exile people, banish people at will. It's not his land. He doesn't control it. He's simply an elected official. And accordingly, maybe Dina de Malchus Adina does not apply, according to the Ran, when it comes to a democratically elected government. On the other hand, we also saw the view of the Rashbam. The view of the Rashbam was the whole reason for Dina de Malchus Adina is that we have to pay taxes, we have to pay custom duties, etc., because when people come together and live in a certain area, they're accepting upon themselves the government. It's a social contract that they are entering into, and accordingly, by living in a certain area, they are consenting to pay the taxes, the customs, the duties, etc. This social contract, accordingly, would dictate you have to pay and adhere to the secular law. So based on the Rashbam, and this is the nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashbam, based on this Rashbam and democratically elected government, certainly there's a social contract. Everyone's voting, has the ability to vote, or lives in an area, even if you yourself don't have a vote, but you are electing to live in that area. Accordingly, based on the social contract, you would say that democratically elected government, certainly Dina de Malchus Adina would apply, and the Rashbam, in fact, there are many that paskin like him, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Pisei Choshen, written recently in our time, says that we learn from this Rambam, and it's also the same view of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that we learn for nowadays, in a place when we have a proper government that was chosen by people, that was elected, we indeed would say Dina de Malchus Adina. It could be then when we have a despot, somebody who forced himself upon others to be in reign, to be reigning over them. Maybe we would not say Dina de Malchus Adina for them, based on the Rashbam's view. On the other hand, maybe even for somebody who is a despot, a dictator, forced himself over others and rules them by force, it could be that when he does acts that are for the benefit of society, maybe we would say Dina de Malchus Adina as well for a despot. But he says Sarachion, this has to be looked into. And in any case, what we're saying now is we have one strong rationale why Dina de Malchus Adina applies to democratically elected government because of the social contract. And in fact, another rationale, the Chasam Sofer, comes and says that even in the Shita of the Ran, that the basis for Dina de Malchus Adina is that the Malchus, that literally the king is in control, the kingdom is in control of the land and can banish people, it could be that even the Ran would agree that a democratically elected government still, we would say Dina de Malchus Adina, even though it's not a despot, even though democratically elected, they're not in control of the place like a despot, like it would. But nonetheless, this is the Chasam Sofer, says as follows, the Gam Haran, even according to the Ran, that the whole concept of Dina de Malchus Adina is that the king is in control and can banish people, and that's not the case for a president or prime minister of a democratically elected government, but he would agree, and he talks about in Eretz Yisrael, and Malchai Yisrael, a Jewish king, there would be Dina de Malchus Adina when it comes to various customs and practices that are for the benefit of society, because that is what is for beneficial for people. So even in the Shita of the Rani would say that there should be Dina de Malchus Adina for things that are beneficial for people. So this would be a second rationale for a Dina de Malchus Adina. And somewhat similar, there is another third rationale for a democratically elected government. And that's something that is Tikkun HaMedina, something that is for the benefit of society. We saw in the Mishnah in Avos that says that we should daven for the shlomo, the safety, the tranquility, the stability of a malchus, of the government, because without it, people would be at each other's throats. It would be anarchy in society. And the Tosfos Yontzov's focus on this, it says shlomo shel malchus, that we should daven for the stability, the shalom of the malchus. It doesn't say necessarily the king only, but it says the malchus, the kingdom, that includes the king, that includes his sarav, his officials, includes his advisors that are all governing and helping out, and they are accordingly, they are adjudicating and they're instituting laws and legislating, and that's why it doesn't say only for the shalom of the melech. It's the concept here is the shalom of the malchus, to include all of them, because we want stability in government. So accordingly would say as follows, at least the rationales. Tomorrow Mir Tzachon will see the postgame when it comes to democratically elected government. We had an argument that the Ran would say that democratically elected government would not have Dina Malchus Adina because we don't have a king per se that can evict people. But in the Rashbam we said social contract, and then we said an argument even in the Ran that would apparently say that there's no Dina de Malchus Adina in a democratically elected government, but if we have the democratically elected government working on behalf of people and that things that are beneficial for people, he would say Dina de Malchus Adina, even the Ran would agree. And then we had a related rationale, anything that's for the benefit of society, accordingly, we would say Dina de Malchus Adina, so certainly democratically elected government is hopefully working for the benefit of its citizens and residents. So we would say Dina de Malchus Adina. This is theory. And in Mir Tzachon tomorrow, we will see what the poskim say. Have a wonderful day.